Take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I am going to start a new series on Wednesday nights. We just finished out, I didn't count, I'm guessing probably 15, 20 weeks about the devil. And I think it was needed and informative, but tonight I'm going to start a new series. Honestly, I have no idea how many. Each time I work on one, it adds about three more. So, but I think it's one that you're going to enjoy. You're going to think you know where I'm going. At first, you don't. So hang in there. Hebrews chapter 11, follow along with me silently. Verse number one. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, that's faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, the topic of faith is not something new here. I teach on it, I preach on it on a regular basis. It's not a term that is unfamiliar to us, but tonight there's no such thing as new truth. If anybody tells you they have a new truth, they're a heretic. God gave us all the truth we need. But the Bible is kind of, ladies, it's like your diamond. It's got many different facets. That's the different angles cut on it. And depending on how you shine the light on it, you see a different color or a different glint to it here and there based on how the light hits that facet and comes back through the others. It's the same diamond, you're just seeing a different portion of it. Does that make sense? And that's what we're going to do tonight. But I'm going to, for many weeks, talk about this term, by faith. Not faith. By faith. I had no planning in the songs of tonight. And the last song you sang was Living by Faith. The term by faith is used many, 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 many times in Scripture. I realize I'm a bit of a grammar nerd. No comments. All right. Just because you didn't pass it doesn't mean I didn't. Yeah, exactly. But I will say this, hidden inside this little term by faith, and because I understand grammar as I do, you're going to see something in the Bible that you never thought possible. Now listen to me very carefully. By faith is what we would call a prepositional phrase. Nothing new to most of you. Some of you, you never learned it, but a prepositional phrase is just a couple few words put together, and it describes another word. They can be used as an adjective or an adverb. An adjective describes a noun. An adverb describes a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. Most of the time, an adverb modifies or describes a verb, and it can only be an action verb. Now watch this. When you see the term by faith, listen to me very carefully. That is, by faith is not the action. It's describing how the action is done. But it is not the action. Let me give you an illustration. If I used the statement, somebody did this by spending money. By spending money is an adverbial prepositional phrase. How'd you do it? By money. Money is a substance. Money didn't do that, but the spending of the money did. Does that make sense to everybody? The same is true with faith. You see, you can spend money, you can save money, you can waste money, you can invest money, you can give money away. But it's not the money that's the issue, it's how you are doing something with the money. That's what the term by faith doesn't mean money, but it has that same analogy. Now, God tells us, look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. This is where it's going to revolutionize your thinking about faith. Now, faith is the what? Okay, underline or circle that word and look at me. God says that faith is a substance. A substance is something that is tangible. My coat is not invisible. It's made out of a substance, probably cotton and who knows what else. Now watch this. Faith is not a thought. Faith is not a belief. Faith is a substance. It's something tangible. It's something that is, let me give you the definition. It's something that's real. It's something that has matter. In other words, faith is not some power of positive thinking. It's not some, well, I hope, I believe God's going to do this by faith, some religious nut. Where's the substance? Everybody doing okay? It is an actual substance according to God. It is something for which we have that we can use when we don't know what to do next. I've defined faith as doing all you can and waiting for God to do what you can't do. Key statement to that is doing all you can do. Now watch this. Faith is not just a what though. It can be a how. Now, back to my grammar, love. What is a noun question? Who, what? Those are noun questions. Where, how, why, to what extent? Those are adverb questions. God says, by faith. How? By faith. Not what by faith, how by faith. Now watch this. So when by faith means how something is done. Let me say it this way. Nobody is more qualified to teach us what by faith means. Nobody is more qualified than God to teach us. Not some scholar, not some theologian, not some man that thinks he's smart and intelligent. No, how about we just take the Bible and see what God has to say? You see, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the source of all faith. So why should we rely on somebody else's study? How about we just rely on what God gave us? If he's the source, if he is the faith, then maybe we ought to see what he has to say. We don't need sinful man's interpretations. By the way, not even mine. I'm going to give you what the Bible says. If I give you an opinion, I'll let you know. I want us to take the journey through the Bible and see over and over and over and over and over again, not what faith is, but how faith is used. What actions are required by faith? Most of these are in reference to an action we're supposed to do, And then God says, do it by faith. Make sense to everybody? Okay, nod your head one way or the other. Okay, I hear it rattling, so we're okay. And that was just Brother Patrick's. So let's first of all do this. Let us define what faith is. By the way, that's the noun, that's the substance. Okay? Not what faith does, but what faith is. First of all, faith is a substance, something tangible, something real. Faith is given to every person, including lost people. Preacher, take your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Now, I want you to notice something. I made the statement, faith is given to every human being. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man, what? The measure of faith. Underline that statement. God hath given to every man the measure of faith. What does that mean, preacher? My Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith. Turn there with me. I want to show you something about this. Ephesians chapter 2. If you've been here any time at all, you've probably heard me say this, but I want to show you something. For by grace, verse number 8, are you saved through faith. And that, stop right there. The word that is a relative pronoun. It renames a noun that precedes it. What is the noun that precedes that? Faith. So, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that faith, in parentheses, is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not just talking about salvation. It's talking about even the faith. Look at me. You don't even have enough faith to get saved. God had to put in the heart, in the life of every human being, the amount of faith necessary for salvation. We either use it for right, or we put that faith in something else. Some will put it in Buddha. Some will put it in Joseph Smith. Some will put it in the Muslim religion and the Quran. Allah. Now everybody look at me for just a second here. They're utilizing faith, but they're putting it in the wrong place. I don't care where you go in the world, people worship something. Can I tell you why? God hath given to every man the measure of faith. God even has to provide the faith we need to get saved. How free is salvation? God even had to give us the faith to get saved. You're not saved by your faith, and we'll do this later in the study, not tonight, but weeks to come. We're not even saved by our faith. We're saved by the faith that he gave us, putting it back into what he said. See, we sometimes say, put your faith in Christ. It wasn't our faith. It was the faith he gave us. We're just submitting to it and saying, okay, I'll give it back to you. Give me the rest. So God hath given to every man the measure of faith. Very important. Number next, faith, listen to this. Let me give you a very thorough definition of faith. Faith is the substance of knowing eternal truth without being able to see eternity. or understanding what eternity holds. What is faith? It's having a truth that you know about something you've never seen or experienced. I have sent a lot of people on to heaven, but I haven't been there. I will never remember the first time I was with somebody that I had won to Christ and they died. Now, can I let you be my private confessional tonight? Ha ha. I remember walking away. Remember walking away as that person passed. Got in my car and I said, I really hope what I told them was true. I say, preacher, you said that? Uh-huh. You say, why? Because it was the first time I had seen somebody actually pass before my eyes. And it really sobers you up to thinking, you better be real serious about this when you tell people. Because death is really real. Brother Scott's mom. She was a sweetheart. You got to love Brother Scott's mom. She had Scott. But I remember she was over here at hospice and she was struggling. Jamie said, preacher, could you come? She really needs you. I said, I'll be right there. I got there and I said, what you need? She said, I'm about to die, they tell me. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, what do I need to know to make sure I'm going to heaven? I said, you know you've been saved. Yeah, but what else? I said, that's it. She said, I'm serious. Are you sure? You remember that, Brother Scott? I said, that's all you got to do. You're positive. Yes, ma'am. And then she said, okay, so how do I do it? I said, you just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. She said, all right. She put her head back, and she went right to sleep. Boom. That's all she needed to hear. But you walk away from that thinking, man, am I glad I know. But I haven't been there. My faith has increased as I've sent many on ahead. The faith is in the truth. So I tell people, by faith, hello, what needs done? It's not the faith, it's the faith in the what. Now watch this. So, faith is the substance of knowing eternal truth without being able to see eternity or understanding eternity now due to our sin. Next, the word of God is the faith. You say faith is a substance. Yeah, it's called the King James Bible. Right there is the faith. Say, preacher, it can't be that simple. Take your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 10. Let me show you how easy it is. We're going to use our Bibles a good bit here for the next little while, so lick your finger and stick it in somebody's ear or something. But Romans chapter 10, look at verse number 17. Now I want you to notice God's words, not my words. So then what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. Look at me. God says faith comes by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. Take your Bible, turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, look at verse number 27. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Well, the gospel is the word of God. And it's talking about the faith of the gospel. So the gospel is in the word of God. Correct? All right. Take your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Back to the left a few pages. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Look at verse number 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. How can you stand in something if you cannot read it and know what it is? Everybody look at me for a second. This mentality of faith is this power of positive thinking. You can't stand fast in the power of positive thinking. That word fast means fastened, means screwed into place. And people that only believe faith is power of positive thinking are unscrewed, not screwed in. They got a few loose screws, amen? I made sure when they put the five in my heel, I said, make sure they put glue on there, because I've been accused of having screws loose anyway. Don't let these back out. Now, wait a second. You have to have the word of God to be screwed into faith. Keep looking. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. By the way, 2 Corinthians comes after 1 Corinthians. There you go. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Look at verse number 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves, knowing that not with your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Now watch this. How do we get Christ in us? By the word of God. Say, how do you know that? John 1:14. In the beginning was the Word, capital W. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus is the Word of God. And the gospel is the Word of God. And we receive our faith by the words of God. Turn to Galatians, just one page over probably. Chapter 1, look at verse number 23. Galatians chapter 1, verse 23. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith, which once he destroyed. And they glorified God in me. What were we supposed to preach? We're supposed to preach the word of God. Romans 10:18, how beautiful the feet of them preach the gospel. The preaching isn't about faith. The preaching is about the word of God. Now watch this. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Very familiar passage. Galatians chapter 5, look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, what? Oh, everybody look at me. God said the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is faith. When a person gets saved, the moment they get saved, they go, according to Romans chapter 10, from trusting their own righteousness to trusting the righteousness of Jesus Christ. By the way, that's what the word repent means. It doesn't mean turning from all your sins. It means turning from your own righteousness to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Putting your faith and trust that God gave you in the word of God, the truths of God, to be saved. The moment you get saved, something happens. A, you're born again. B, your name's written in heaven. C, the Holy Spirit comes and indwells your spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that, I'm going to use the word, resurrects our dead spirit. We are saved and the Holy Spirit indwells us. When you were born, your body was alive and your soul was alive, but your spirit was dead. What? No, you're not, that you're dead in your trespasses and sins. We don't have zombies walking around with, you know, dead souls. Now, some act like it. They're called Democrat. Now, wait a second. You have to understand, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in and indwells you. That gives you the eternal genetics of God. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance, meekness. Against such there is no law. That's verse 23 also. Watch this. That's the fruit of the Spirit, not fruit we produce, fruit he produces. That can only be given to someone who is saved, not someone trying to produce it themselves. So, how does one get saved? By the word of God. How does one have the Holy Spirit in them? By the word of God. You see, the faith is the substance called the word of God. Look at Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Bless you. Verse 23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Skip down to verse number 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now watch this. Paul said, God uses Paul to say here that God is using the word of God to give us hope for salvation. Doesn't mean you can't know. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I don't know about you. I'm hoping to get to heaven one of these days. I know I'm getting there. I just don't know what day I'm going. I'd prefer it to be a little later. Unless the rapture takes place, I'd like to go with my wife. Amen. Will it happen? Don't know. She might take me out before then. I have no idea. I knew what some of you were thinking, so I might as well say it. Now, watch this. I have hope that I'll be there. I have hope many people that I know are already there. Say, how do you have that hope? Because of the word of God. It's not that I don't know. I'm just having hope that I'll see them again soon. That's what that word hope means. It doesn't mean, well, I'm not sure, so maybe I can just hope. Oh, no, 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 no. I have the hope already that I know they're there. I just can't get to them. We don't come with an expiration date where we know when we're supposed to go. The Bible doesn't say that he is the one that takes us. I said this a couple weeks ago. You don't come with an expiration date. Well, the Bible says as appointed unto man, once to die. It says appointed, not an appointment. There's a difference between being appointed and an appointment. Big difference. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. About 10 or so pages to the right there. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Look at verse number 9. Holding the mystery of the faith and pure conscience. God's talking about the word of God there with deacons and deacons' wives and preachers' wives. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some may shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Skip down to verse number 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Let me ask you a question. Where do we get our doctrine? From the word of God. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. How do we get it? Preach the word. There is your faith. There is your faith. There is your substance. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Again, after 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse number 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all, unto all them also that love his appearing. What was he talking about? I have obeyed the word of God. I've kept it. Now I'm going to heaven, and I get to go see what I laid up in heaven. Take your Bible, turn to Jude. It's only one chapter. If you find two chapters, throw your Bible away. It's right before the book of Revelation. Jude, look at verse number 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write, everybody look at me. What do you write?
Words.
The Bible is the what? Word of God. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the what? Which was once delivered unto the saints. Everybody look at me. We're supposed to contend for the faith. Fight. That's what the word contend means. It means fight for. And it's in reference to the word of God. Because it was written. So, the Bible, God's words, and the principles are the substance that makes up eternal faith. By the way, for temporary and eternal things. Well, preacher, you just think the answer to everything's in the Word of God. Now you're guessing her. I haven't found a problem yet. I couldn't find it in the Bible. By the way, that's why your preacher stands so hard on the King James Bible. You mess with the Bible, you're messing with the faith. You're messing with Jesus and you're messing with the faith. So, for the last 23, 24 minutes, we have found out what faith is as a noun. By faith, then, is our obedience to the Bible for the things that we do, and for things that we don't know how to do. Let me show you what I mean. Go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith, verse number 1, is the substance of things hoped for. Everybody look at me. Evidence of things not seen. What is evidence? Evidence is proof. Facts. Brother Steve, a couple years ago now, you and Peggy and your family were, you were under the snake's belly. You had to reach up to scratch the snake's belly. They were in one of the worst situations I've ever seen. Can I tell you what faith was? Brother Steve, I can't tell you how. I can just tell you, God will. You say, how'd you know that, preacher? Because I've seen God do it over and over and over and over and over again for 46 years. I couldn't tell him what was going to happen. I just knew God was going to do it. That was the evidence. The ministry I've had for all these years, at a time they needed it, and I said, I can't tell you how, but I know God will. And as it started unfolding, I said, okay, Brother Steve, here's the decisions. The next step, we got to take another step. Next step, we got to take another step. Sometimes we barely got the step through before it all fell apart. But can I tell you something? We did it by faith, doing it as God said, not knowing what all the steps were. But as the steps started unfolding, we knew where to put our feet so we could make it to the next one. Faith is the substance. And the evidence, you say, what was that? Not knowing, but because God's done it in the past, when it was time, somebody knew. I was counseling someone this week in a very difficult situation to counsel. And I had to say some very hard things to that person that I knew would hurt. And I said, I'm sorry, this is about to hurt you, but you need to hear this to heal. When the doctor tells you you need surgery, he doesn't tell you that it's going to feel good. Sometimes you got to make it hurt to feel better. And that's exactly what counsel is from time to time. You have to make it hurt to make it feel better because you have the evidence of something wrong that needs fixed. So, God says by faith is that our dependence or our obedience to faith for things we do and how we get God to do what we cannot do. By faith is getting God to do what we cannot do. I can't get saved by my own works. So God says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not yourselves. Even the faith isn't of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. If I could get to heaven by what I do, guess what? I'd have to be as good as Jesus. And we all know that's not true. No comments. I did. And we know Scott doesn't have it even a chance. Now watch this. By faith describes how we are to do things that God commands us to do. It is not the action, it's how we perform the action. Does that make sense to everybody? I can drive home tonight. I could give you 5 different ways to drive to my house. If I say drive to my house, but this is the way by which I want you to go. Who? By which I want you to go. Well, I got there. Yeah, but you took a different path. Now watch this. Faith is not the action. It is the vehicle that the action moves on. I can go to my house. I plan on taking my truck home. Faith would be my truck that it's going to start. I'm going to get in it, and it's going to get us there. It's not the truck. It's home that's the destination. It is the going of home. How I choose to get there, my truck, you driving me, my wife's car, somebody else's car, doesn't matter which, the destination, the doing is getting to my house. Make sense to everybody? If I'd like to get there by my truck, there's my faith. Watch this. Look, Hebrews chapter 11 again. Oh, I got to hurry. Look at verse number 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Notice how faith and the word of God go together again. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Watch this. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now watch this. By faith, Abel offered a sacrifice. What's the action in that statement? Offering a sacrifice. How did he do it? By faith. Watch this. Cain offered a sacrifice. Abel offered a sacrifice. Cain offered a sacrifice. Abel offered a sacrifice God's way, by faith. Cain offered a sacrifice Cain's way, not God's way. He did not do it by faith. They both offered the sacrifice. One obeyed God. One did it himself. What an illustration of Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace, Abel, are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, Cain, because faith is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And God says the action is the offering of the sacrifice, not faith. Faith is how he offered the sacrifice. Does that make sense to everybody? Rattle your noggin or something. All right, here we go. So the term by faith is not some ethereal, hocus pocus, power of positive thinking, hope so junk. Well, I just believe God. I've got faith. Show me the substance. Show me the evidence. I can show you what it says here. I can show you how to do it the way God said do it. It's not this, well, I just really believe. I have a feeling. Yeah, you get up at 2 a.m, you kick the bedpost, you're going to have a feeling too. Doesn't mean it was God. By faith is living in obedience to Scripture, obeying the Scripture God's way to get what God wants when we don't know what to do next. You do all God says, and then you wait on him to do what he said he would do that we don't know to do. But our part is obeying the word of God. I've used this a lot lately. By faith, Moses, we'll read that in Hebrews chapter 11 later. What did he do? He led the people out of Egypt. Where was he leading them? He didn't know. God provided a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire. They got to the edge of the Red Sea. Uh-oh. Here comes Pharaoh's army. Now what, Moses? I don't know. But I obeyed God. God said, watch this, Moses. East wind blew it right off the desert, right across the Red Sea. God parted the waters, let the giant convection oven of the pillar of fire that had tilted with the pillar of cloud towards the Egyptians, and let that heat off the desert keep circulating all night long, dried out all the mud and said, get going. Crossed over on dry ground, got across, took almost 6 to 7 days to get across. Get to the other side, guess who's kicking up dust behind them? The Egyptians. Now what, Moses? I don't know. God, what do we do next? Hold up your rod. God said, blub, 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 down to the deep blue sea, amen. Not a one of them left and killed Pharaoh himself. How'd they do that? By faith. Did you know the Hebrews did not have to march up and down the Red Sea to find out where they were supposed to go? You never have to go looking for God's will. Just keep obeying that book. God will reveal it. Every time. So, living by faith is living in obedience to the Scripture, doing what God says, God's way, not our way, and letting God do what we cannot do. I gotta quit. So many times, over and over and over and over, God says something was done by faith. We're going to get into this. Listen to this next statement. Over the next many Wednesdays, and we're not going to hit every time it said, I promise you. But we're going to find out what this term, by faith, and how we're supposed to do what God wants done by faith. What an amazing study. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We think we know something about faith. But let me ask you, are we living by faith? Are we living in obedience to the words of God so that when we get to the point where we don't know what to do, we say, okay, God, I've obeyed, now what? Let's keep living in obedience so we can live by faith.